What you gonna do? News Talk's a bit with Mike Adley and for Mike Hosking. Renewed calls to arm the police at all times on the front line instead of having guns in the boots and glove boxes of cars. It comes after a resurgence, and a very concerning one, of gun violence. The Police Association president says it is out of control and the officers are worried for their safety. Police Minister Porto Williams joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Let's start with the armed response teams. Why are you against reinstating them?
There was no doubt that for some communities, having armed police, you know, permanently armed police, caused them some real concern. And, you know, I can see why. Some of our communities, that is the case. I'm all in favour of supporting our police to be armed when they need to, but I've been on record to say that I don't support the permanent arming of our police service.
Just on the ARTs, those yes. Communities, Minister, you talk about, those communities who expressed concerns, there was a lot of noise from Action Station, Just Speak, and People Against Prisons Aotearoa. Do you respect those groups? Do they represent the public pulse?
I actually, I'm speaking more of the Māori and Pacific communities for whom their interactions with the police over the years have not been, that great. And if we have a look at the statistics, Mike, Māori and Pacific populations are stopped more, charged more, arrested more. So for those communities to have permanently armed police is a real difficulty for them. So those are the communities I'm talking about.
What is your view of Action Station?
Look, I don't have a view about necessarily about, you know, some of the things that they do. You know, I base my information on the communities that I'm talking to and the police on the ground. I mean, you know,
But these, the Minister, the reason I raise this is these organisations absolutely bombarded the consultation process. People Against Prisons Aotearoa, they set up that similar operation, Arms Down. I mean, do you respect these groups? Should they be respected?
Well, I respect the people that who have a view. Whatever controversial issue comes up, Mike, we are bombarded by one side of the argument or the other.
Can I just read to you something that People Against Prisons Aotearoa said? This is the statement they issued when the armed response team's trial was canned. Quote, "We are committed to disarming, defunding and abolishing the bloodstained racist institution of the New Zealand Police." So why are you giving these radical groups, Minister, the time of day?
I'm not giving them the time of day. I'm talking about the communities that I represent, which is the Māori and Pacific communities, who told me loud and clear that, the general arming of police, and particularly the ARTs, are a real concern to them. I'm talking about the people that are impacted in terms of having the disproportionate rates of contact with police.
Righto. General arming, on Q&A, on Q&A on Sunday, you said you will never support general arming of the police.
Yep.
You stand by that?
Absolutely do. And why I do that is that, you know, the police police by consent of the community, and they do that because we vest within them a lot of, a lot of responsibility. So the community has, is telling me, and the
community
that I represent.
What community? Is People Against Prisons Aotearoa saying that, Minister?
No, I'm not talking about them. I have actually had very little to do with that. I'm talking about Māori and Pacific communities, you know, the communities of South Auckland, who were really distressed to know that there were armed police routinely patrolling their streets.
How many cops would have to be attacked or shot to prompt you as Minister to change your mind?
I am so distressed when I hear, that any of our police officers are hurt in the line of duty, and I want them to go home safely to their families every night. For me, we have some great things in place. We have the access to weapons. There are lock boxes in police vehicles. We have good support.
We know all this, Minister. What about the sidearms? What about the sidearms? Four police officers are being attacked every day, Minister.
Can I just say, that if we generally arm the police, we change the relationship we have as a community with our police service. Currently, with police, police by consent, which is for the community by the community.
And is it really scary for you, Minister, to, as a civilian, to walk down the streets in Australia?
We're not talking about, that's quite a different environment we're talking about.
It's a very similar environment to New Zealand compared to the United States, which is conveniently used, isn't it, as a comparison?
I'm talking with frontline officers and with other officers every day, and there is a range of views that they have. But one thing that they're very clear of, having access to firearms when they need it and having the confidence in dealing with scenarios are the things that keep them the safest. After the tragic death of Matt Hunt, the Commissioner put in place the Frontline Safety Improvement Program. And I'm talking about, you know, scenario training that is giving our police confidence in dealing with the really difficult situations that they face.
Right, just finally, the overwhelming majority of cops support general arming. So what's your message to them? Because they'll be listening to you saying, Minister, you are tone deaf to our needs.
I know that they want to get home to their families at the end of the day, and I want for them to do that. We are supporting them with ensuring that they're trained well, that they've got access to firearms when they need it, and that they can deploy those specialist AOS and other teams to support their work. But I won't support general arming because it will fundamentally change the nature of our relationship with our police.
Well, Minister, I think that relationship does need to change. Thank you very much for your time. 16 to 8.